You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Message to his brother after how many years? 34, 36, yeah. That Vayali Shor Vechamor. So he tells his brother that I have a cow and a donkey. So obviously, this is a way that he was trying to appease his brother by telling him he has a cow and a donkey.
Yeah, because you care about money.
No, but some people, they say this is logo of Yosef and Zevno. Because of Torah and things.
Money, what's the point of the money?
Esau was into the money and the wealth and the power. So it was showing the physical world that I have all these physical things.
How many is sure?
One.
What is Hamor?
One.
So he told him, I have one cow and one donkey, and what happens? What would do to Esau? You're trying to say, he was trying to tell him he has a lot or little?
Little,
no.
But Shoah and Hamor is only one and two.
These two is two different situations. He wanted to say, I have a lot, but he wanted to say that I have backup of Torah because of, so this is the logo of...
A lot or little?
No. He has a lot of money, but...
Who? How did he tell him I have a lot of money? I don't understand, you're confusing me. If he tells them I have one, that means he have 1,000?
No.
He doesn't say one, he said
$10 million.
He says I have one cow and one donkey.
This is logo of Yosef and Zebulon.
No, wait. No, you're right. I cannot go too fast. So what happened here?
It said one, but actually one was the
how? Total. How could it be? Does I have one cow, one donkey? Which one?
Yosef
and? So what would that do to Esau? He says, I have Yosef and I have Issachar. What does it mean?
Because Issachar was studying Torah. And he said, I have the backup of Torah, so...
No, he told them, in Lavan Garti, he told them, I observed 613 mitzvot. So what is the addition after Yosef and Issachar?
Now I have Eshor and I have Zebulun. I have Yosef and I have Zebulun.
So what would that for Esav? What is he trying to appease him, scare him? What is he trying to do?
Scare him. No, scare him.
Scare him?
Yeah, because in the future,
if he says, I have...
Mashiach comes for
me. Mashiach? No. Yeah, Mashiach.
What are we doing with Mashiach now?
Because he's not going to be able to kill him.
If he tells him, I have the Mashiach, he cannot kill him?
Yeah.
How?
Because he needs to come from his descendants.
Mashiach is coming from
him. He wants to kill him now. So now...
He's not going to be able to.
Huh?
He's telling him he's not going to be able to.
Why? No, Mashiach Yosef, anyway, Gemara says that he's going to be harmed. That's why we mitpale that he would not get hurt by Armilus. Well, maybe, he looks it up, on online or something, we'll find out. But anyway, I don't understand. Well, what would that do if he tells him, I have Yosef and Issachar. What would that do?
He's trying to say the blessing that my father gave me didn't come true.
Ah, so in the opposite way. So you're telling me that If you're worried about the blessing that I received from my father, I only have one cow and one donkey. So why are you angry about? Chazaku Baruch. Beautiful. Anus. Chazaku Baruch. I'm sorry?
If I have
20
gold, 10, 40 this, 40 that.
No, he says I work for this. These are that I work for. No, don't worry about it, you know. So now there's an interesting, beautiful message that is brought that actually when Yaakov Avinu was trying to calm him down, to appease him. You know, we have a halakha that is bad, that we cannot use two types of animal as a tractor. What are they? What are those two animals? The cow and the donkey, you cannot put them together. Yeah, kilayim. It's called kilayim. So that means they're not good partners. That's what the halakha. Why they're not good partners?
One wants to do the cold, and the other one wants to eat once he's walking, so it's not possible.
So one reason is the pace is different. One is strong, one is weak. And the other one is that the donkey, as he's a chamor, it might be misunderstood because he's a chamor, because he would feel that the cow he's been favored. That he's been favored, that he has been given extra food. So now we don't put them together. So now,
right.
So now here, the message that Yaakov Avinu Shalom sends to his brother. As you have paid attention, it says, not that I have. It doesn't say, I have cow and donkey. What does he say?
I have protection.
No. It says, v'hayali, I had. Not I have.
No present time.
Why he's saying, I had? If you try to inform your brother that what you have, your position is, your inventory is, so that's what I have. So no, I had. So now, here, back to the cow and the donkey. Yaakov Avinu Shalom is telling Esav, listen, to get along with Laban, it's exactly working with a donkey and a cow. Because how can you understand Laban? How can you get along with Laban? All this terrible that he does to you and he did to me, he changed my contract 100 times. How can you work with him? How can you live with him? But the same way that the law doesn't permit that the cow and the donkey, they work together because it's impossible because of pace and the mentality that Hamor has, and the nature that the cow has, but I work with Laban. I got along with Laban. Well, he had such a patience with Laban. So like, the chamor to work with the cow, what is it required? What is it required? To not be chamor. And to not be chamor is the hardest thing in life. Because you rather to stay chamor.
That's a new one.
So that means you at the moment that you hear that the cow is chewing something, you have to tell yourself, I have to stop being a chamor. I'm thinking wrong. It's not what I think. I'm making a mistake. But to be able to not be a chamor is the hardest task in life. Because you'd rather to stay?
Chamor.
You'd rather to stay? You'd rather to stay? Chamor, exactly. Yeah. That's what Yaklalom Shalom is teaching us. Vehayani shor v'chamor. You know what it is to get along with Laban? You know what it is? As a matter of fact, it's an interesting point. It's about that at the beginning of the creation, Ibn Shalom, at the moment, I decide to bring about the soulmate of Adam. What did he do? What did Hashem do? No. How did he bring about Chava? Chazak Baruch. He put Adam to sleep
to
kill Chava. So what does that mean?
That was the biggest mistake.
No. So why Hashem could create Chava from the beginning? No, listen. So why Hashem had to create Chava like this? So Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, when you get married, just learn from me. When you get married, you have to practice always to sleep. Sleep. Did you hear this? No, I was sleeping. Did you see this? I was sleeping. Your problem here is, you know why you have problem to get along? Because you're always awake. You're awake. But if you were sleeping, you know, everything would be in peace. In shalom. You would not hear anything. You would not be offended. Oh, you told me this. Why was you in sleep? Why do you keep hearing everything? No. No, this is different sleeping. That means when you are awake, you have to be asleep. Not asleep, asleep. That's why Ibn Sholam is teaching us. The way that Chava came to this Olam, you have to put Adam to sleep. Why? Because you have to learn, don't notice everything.
Now it's contradictory. Because if you stay chamor, that it works. But now
he's
saying that be chamor.
No. You have to be both at the same time. Both at the same time. Yeah. No, both. Yeah. If. If. If you stay awake, then you're never gonna run into a big problem. And so Yaqunal of Shalom is telling us, V'hayali shor v'chamor. Even the shor v'chamor, they're not permitted to work together, but that's what I did for 20 years. You know what it is? 20 years.
Maybe he's saying he saved Esau from having to deal with.
No, that's not what he's saying. Listen to me. No. Don't become distracted. No. That's what you need to do. And you see unbelievable dynamic change in your life. Sleep. Don't say things too much. Don't talk too much. Don't think too much. Don't respond too much. No. Don't respond at all. Yeah. And you see what the Shef and Baracha is going to come to your house. And this gave us that Hashem. Shash Baruch Hu Yisakeh Otano.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.